One day, in the wood, there was such a noise. All the birds were shouting and crying out with their very loudest of voices, insisting that each one of them was the best and should be the ruler of all the rest. Well, a fox was walking by and heard all the din. Came wandering in. Excuse me. Another bird stopped. What is the meaning of all the noise? Oh, said one blackbird. We are fighting over who is to be ruler of the birds, because we all think we are the best. Ah, said Fox. What you need is a competition. And all the birds looked at one another and they went, that's a great idea. Why didn't we think of that? Aye, well, said Fox, you're too busy arguing to think. All right enough. Well, what could be the competition then? Come on, you've got good ideas. Well, you're birds, aren't you? Aye, they all nodded. Well, whoever can fly the highest then? Ah, rare, they all said. What a great idea. All right, said Fox. I will count to three and then off you go. One, two, three, and all the birds flew up into the air. Oh, what a flock! It was like a cloud flying up. Well, some of the wee birds could only fly as high as the trees, like the wee wrens and the blue tits and so forth. They couldn't get very high at all. But other birds, they got a wee bitty higher. The blackbirds and the other thrushes, well, they managed to get up maybe a few feet above the trees. But the gulls, they got much, much higher. And as the wind lifted their wings, they soared higher and higher. And other birds of prey managed that too, and one or two of the others. But the one who could really sail the thermals, that's the hot air rising from the ground, was the eagle. And up it circled without a lift of its wings. It just used the hot air to climb higher and higher and higher until it was just a tiny wee speck in the sky. The eagle looked down, and with its sharp eyes it could see that it was far above all the others. Ha, 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 that's me one. And it tipped its wings to fly back down again, when all of a sudden there was a rustle underneath its wing, and the wee wren flew up above the eagle's head. I've won, I've won, I'm the ruler. But then the wee wren tried to flap its wings, tiny wee wings it has, but it couldn't hold itself up, and it plummeted down, down, down through the air like a stone and landed with a smack on the ground. Oh, the cry out of that wee bird, you could hear it for miles. And it took a right while before that wee wren showed itself again, for it had such a sore backside. And not only that, its wee tail, it had been pushed out of position, upright instead of flat. And from then on, the wren could never straighten its tail. And so the wee wren tends to hide in the undergrowth and the bushes. And all the time it's hiding, it's shouting out of it, I am the ruler! Listen to me, I am the ruler.